we are the second line from the top, Tezvav Amid Beis. That's what I believe we are. Did we get there?
Yeah.
You can't have pleasure to me till Sukkot if you go to your father's house to Pesach, which is the opposite case of before. Before it was you can't have pleasure to Sukkot, to Pesach if you go to Sukkot. Here it's, you won't have pleasure till Pesach if you. Last time it was, you won't have pleasure to Pesach if you go to Sukkot. Now, it's you won't have pleasure to Sukkot if you go before Pesach. Hanukkah time.
What month? Hanukkah time.
That's simple, right? She went before Pesach. She violated the condition. Therefore, the Isser is there, so she can't have pleasure till Sukkot. Mutaris le'lach achar Pesach. And after Pesach, she's allowed to have pleasure. He only told her she can't have pleasure till Pesach. Right? He said, Chatanis le'ad Pesach, if you go till Sukkot. You can't have pleasure to meet till Sukkot if you go before Pesach. Well, she didn't go before Pesach, so she can go after Pesach, that's all. Now, the question of the Diyak is, Ho'cha surah lo'y ho'cha lo'y. It doesn't say that she can't have pleasure right away at Hanukkah time. Meaning here she, again, Hanukkah time he told her. Let's listen to this carefully. Hanukkah time he told her, if you go before Pesach, you will have the usher and pleasure till Sukkot. The condition is going before Pesach. The isser is having a null till Sukkot. Now, the next morning, the day after he made that neder, I'm just thinking, that day, can she go to her father's house? Can she have pleasure?
Yes.
Because why?
She can go to her father's house.
But maybe we can't trust her to keep conditions.
Contribute.
How can we trust her to keep the condition? We should tell her, lady, don't have any pleasure from your husband. Because this whole thing is based on the condition that you won't go to a Pesach and we can't trust you. And if you go, you're retroactively also from today. So we should tell you, lady, do not have pleasure now.
If you hold
the Gemiuda. Why do we
have all these papers about men and ladies? You know, men and ladies are treated differently. They're going to drag them to Pesach, and they're going to say, you need to pass out. Like they did in the first mission.
Again, why did, I don't know why Mr. picks these cases. I think that was a special thing because he answered, I don't know. The morning Subas deals with what happens when a person asks his wife in pleasure, the Chayrish, the Peter, I don't know. That, but the Gemara's not getting into this now. I don't know why exactly this is the case. So we see we trust people to keep conditions. And for the Gemara, who else did I loy holcha surah? No. It doesn't mean to say she's only usher if she goes. Holcha surah v'loika. Loy holcha surah ba'alma. When the bride said holcha surah, it means to get malchus. We just tell her, don't go. Don't have pleasure, because you might go. But it's not, we can't give her malchus if she has pleasure. She didn't do anything wrong yet. Whereas if she went, now she's going to get malchus if she has pleasure.
Retroactively.
But, halach, no, there's no rush now. Okay. Is there? Yes. I have the, my problem is the rush is on the other side. Right. He was standing after Sukkot. And he asked us until the next Sukkot. Right. So the answer is, it's Asr anyway. When the bride has said if she goes, she's Asr. The bride is talking about a specific case of the guy, of the meaning to get Malchus.
I think what Fiverr was saying also is that the pshat is, you know, we could, if it's a husband and wife thing, the pshat is, this Asura thing maybe only applies to them. This Asura thing.
Because it only applies to them, but it should apply to anybody else.
No, meaning that just the Isser of not listening is maybe.
No, that's not true. Kind of any machine I am a machine lamach had nothing to do with the husband and wife. There's nothing special about husband and wife. There's nothing special about a husband and wife in this. Don't think about it, Mesa. Kikis who are lie hayyim, it may look lamach and play new lamach. Okay? But this bread should be ushered today if I go tomorrow to a certain place. So here is Ruvain. He ushers eating the bread today if he's going to go tomorrow to Akron. So alcohol has a zebayelach. If he eats the bread, he's not allowed to go because then it'll be retroactively over. So here it says clearly, alcohol. That means he's eating it. According to Yehuda, we can't let him eat it. He might violate the Tanai. And this Raisa seems to say he can eat it, except if he eats it, he better not go. And for the Gemara Miktani Eichel, the Raisa says he can eat it. If he ate it, the Chiyachar says everybody Eilach. Again, it didn't say go eat the bread. All it said is if he ate it, he better not go tomorrow. It's not saying don't eat it. It's not saying do eat it. All it's saying is if you ate it, don't go. Are you allowed to eat it? Rav Yehuda would say no, and Rav Nachman would say yes.
So, but the question is, if he ate it, he never asked anybody, should I or shouldn't I not? There's no isser until someone tells you don't do it, unless you know.
Yes, Rav Yehuda says it's in Shulchan Aruch. Rav Yehuda says...
He didn't go to Rav Yehuda. He didn't go to his rabbi.
Yes. What happens if a guy didn't go to his rabbi with Michal Shabbos? I mean, what do you want to say? Great Rav Yehuda says, I walk in Shulchan Aruch.
This is a surah. It's
you made up, you just made... Sorry, Rabbi Cohen, I respect you greatly. But you just made up a thing. You made up a thing that unless he hears from his rabbi, it's not answer. In Shulchan Aruch...
What type of answer? This type... Is it because you don't listen to the rabbi, or is it because... The Shulchan Aruch says, according to one shita, don't do it.
Because the Shulchan Aruch, according to Yehuda, paskins, don't do it.
And if he does, then he's not over Loyako yet.
No!
He's over there. Not listening.
It's rabbinic.
Rabbinic.
A rabbinic isser of not trusting the person. Okay. Nothing to do with listening. It's nothing to do with whether you listen. Just like you're not, when you're Ivan Muktzah, it's not because you didn't listen. Or it is, but it isn't. It's because you violated Issa Drabana called Muktzah. This is an Issa Drabanan according to Yehuda. Don't do it because we don't rely on condition, that you'll keep the condition. Nothing to do with listening.
Well, why not?
What do you mean? Why not what?
Well, why is it because you didn't listen?
Nobody told you. Learn Shulchan Aruch. You do Muktzah. What's
the
answer?
The rabbi says do not.
The rabbi didn't say anything.
The rabbi did say.
No, he did not.
What he did say.
It doesn't make a difference, the Shulchan Aruch says. Why don't you do Muktzah? Because the rabbi told you? Why is that this different? It's
a
drabbana.
The rabbi said, you know what? Don't put yourself in the situation. And he didn't, you know what?
The rabbi didn't say a thing. The Shulchan Aruch said it.
But I have a different case. He went to the rabbi. The rabbi said, should I eat this? He says, you know what? I don't trust
you. You just made up a story.
I'm asking a question. Would he be over to Yisurim then?
I don't know. If not listening to rabbis in this or not, it's not the discussion here. He's either an Issa Drabbanan. The Drabbanan told him don't eat it. Drabbanan told him don't eat it, not his individual rabbi. It's like Muktzah. The guy does Muktzah. Why? What's the Issa he's either? He didn't ask his rabbi. He decided on his own that he could move this. He's either an Issa Drabbanan called Muktzah.
And this is his running is?
That's what we don't trust him to keep tonight. You seem to be approaching it as an individual, subjective rabbi who tells him something, and this guy's not listening. I don't know where you got that from.
At the end of the day, he ends up not, because he doesn't reverse that, is there?
No, he was violated, and it's a drabbanan. Even if he ended up keeping the Tanai. Drabbanan told him, don't do it. So he violated a drabbanan.
He would get malchus if he did go after.
Right. 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 Yes, doctor.
It's Tuesday. Don't go to Akron on Wednesday. If you go to Akron on Wednesday and you can't eat this, it's still Tuesday. You eat the bread. What is the consequences of that?
Then you better not go Wednesday.
Now, leaving that aside, I mean, do you get whipped?
No, why?
Exactly. Okay. So,
Do I bother?
No, I agree. No, I think that clarifies the entire...
Right. Nothing in my right to. Halak, ha'ezem b'bal yachol dvaray. If he went, he gets b'bal yachol. Mahalakloy. Doesn't say he can go. When to Yehuda, if it's possible for him to eat the day before, he should be able to go the next day because he didn't eat it the day before. Right? The Brice is saying, if he goes, he's over b'bal yachol retroactively. Now, according to Yehuda, that should never happen, because he shouldn't have ate it yesterday, and therefore, not only if he went, he could go. He kept the answer. Now he can go.
He's satisfied
by not eating on Tuesday. He's allowed to go on Wednesday now. The Brisa says, halach, if he went, that means, if he went, he would be over b'bal yachol. It's not true. I mean, mashma, if he went, but we're not telling him he's allowed to go. Why doesn't the bride tell me, and he's allowed to go?
It's understood.
It's only if
he cannot eat today if he goes tomorrow. So once he didn't eat today, he can go tomorrow. What's the question? I mean,
but the bride doesn't say he's allowed to go tomorrow.
It's only doing it on the son that he did eat.
Right, but the bride should have said, if he ate, then if he went, he's ever b'al yachol. And for the Gemara, Kasha Mut, I'm a local Mut. Who did the listening Mahalo? You should be able to go. I didn't tell you, Rachel Achol. So, like, let me just finish. I didn't tell you, Rachel Achol, like, Mr. Le'echol. Since in the Rasha, it doesn't say it's allowed to eat, it says if he ate. So, if he ate, then if he went, he'd be able to buy Yachol. Trying to say for Halach. Enoch Inami, he shouldn't eat. And if he doesn't eat, he can even go with Chachila. But if he ate, and if he went, he'd be over by Yachol.
I don't see that
as a question of Yehuda.
According to Yehuda, the regular guy should not eat.
Correct.
So why is he over by Yachol? Why does the Brisa say, if he went, he's over by Yachol, if he's not allowed to go? Why is he not allowed to go? But the Brisa didn't, again, the Brisa should tell me that the regular guy who doesn't eat, who doesn't violate the rabbinic answer, but the Brisa should have spoken it out. So the bride, since it says in the beginning, if he ate, so it continues, if he ate, and if he went. Your answer, really, but the bride is itself. Dr. Rush, halach b'yachol, halach b'yachol, hach sefer le'yitzur klal. It's not necessary. To keep the tani, halach b'yachol, m'mela, yadana dim halach, I'm sorry, it should say, halach b'yachol, it's a mistake, I don't know what you have there. Since it says ate, he can't go, m'mela yadana dim halach b'yachol. No Kiddush. Ella, the Diyuk Yitzchak. The Havamin is, and the whole purpose, let me just finish. Oh, see, I don't know what print you have. See, the problem is, okay, let me explain, this happened multiple times. In this Gemara, which I think you have, the Rush on the Amud Aleph goes on the Gemara in the other days. In Art Scroll, they corrected it. They put the Rush on the right page. Let me explain it again. The Rush, the printer here, put the Rush on the wrong page. I used to mention it, but then I thought almost everybody has Art Scroll, and Art Scroll puts it on the right page. What? Right. So I am on the Rush on the Amud Beis, Zibur Hamafku Halach. That's where I'm up to. See, I have the Gemara that's on the Amud Aleph. I have to turn back to find my Rush. Do you have an Isvada? Oh, so you have it on the right page. That's why I haven't stopped mentioning it, because it... Wow.
Okay. You should
mention
because I have it on the
wrong page. Okay. Thank you. Halach, Harub Abayachol. Now, the Rush is bothered by Dr. Harris's question. What in the world does the Havamin of the Gemara? Why should the Brisa tell you you're allowed to go? It's obvious. Right. What is the purpose? Zuck the Rush, and I'll explain it outside, then we'll do it inside. The Rush is bothered by this Brisa. Once you tell me that if you ate, you're not allowed to go, it's obvious that if you went afterwards, you're over b'al yachol. I told you, if you ate, you're not allowed to go. Why not? Because you'll be Erev Bayachol. So why does the bride have to speak out if you went, you're Erev Bayachol? It's an obvious statement. Must be that the bride is trying to tell me something. What is the bride trying to tell me? This is an obvious statement. If I ate, I'm not allowed to go. Obviously, if I go, I'm going to be Erev Bayachol. That was the netter. Why would the bride have to speak that out? Let's read the Rush inside. Zog the Rush. Hach Sefer, Vayitzchuk HaKlal. This last case is not necessary. The Kivan Diktani Akal Haru B'Bal Yachol. Once you told me, it's the, I don't know if you have a B'Bal Yachol, B'Bal Yelech is the correct word. Since you told me that if you ate, you're not allowed to go, B'Bal Yachol is the wrong word here. The Gemara never said that. It said if you ate, you can't go. What? It puts it in brackets. I don't have it, but it's supposed to be correct.
You just threw the Torah to B'Bal Yelech.
Because you're going to violate the netter. Again, if you ate, don't go. That's what it's saying. Which means, if you go, you're going to violate the Yisra Bayachol. Memele Yadana, Dim Halach Haruba Bayachol. So it's obvious if you go, you're Eva Bayachol. So why did the Bryce have to say it? Elu Diyuk Yisra. Must be the Bryce is telling me an inference. Lashminan, Le Mishkachas Halach B'Yoy Mamachras, Elu B'Di Evad B'Loy L'Chatrilam. The bride is telling me, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go. The bride is teaching me halacha. Don't ever go the next day. Because the bride is assuming that you for sure ate. Why else did the bride write this? The bride must be telling me, don't go, halach, you're Erev Bayachol, which means we're never going to let you go. Why aren't we going to let you go? Because we assume you ate the day before, because you were lied that you'll keep the conditions. That's why the Brisa added the case. Because you for sure ate it. So the Havmin of the Gemara is that the reason this case is here is to tell me, if you go, it's always a B'di'evet. You're never allowed to go. Because we assume for sure you ate it the day before. Because normal people eat it, like Reb Nachman. Why not eat it? I'll keep the condition the next day. That's why the Brisa wrote the case. The Gemara's answer is, no. It's only here as a continuation of the case before. If you ate, don't go. If you go, you're Erev Bayachol. It's not telling me a chiddush. It's just continuing the sequence of the story. But Enoch Inami, there's no chiddush in this last line. The chiddush, the Havamina was, that by writing the last line, it's inferring, don't ever go.
How can somebody put that type of condition on somebody? Not his own going.
Today,
I understand. He's answering the bread. Because that's the other. But his free choice to go someplace, how could somebody control that?
I'm not controlling that.
In a way you are.
No, I'm not. I'm controlling you eating the bread today.
You have a choice. To eat the bread. Now,
if you don't eat the bread. I can ban you from eating bread.
His bread.
That's the case. Yes, doctor.
Let's extend Barth Moshe's case. I say that if I, if Seidel eats my bread today, he can't go to Chicago tomorrow. According to Rabbi Huda, he's forbidden to go to Chicago, period. Tomorrow, period.
No.
No.
He's forbidden to eat the bread today.
But he doesn't go to Chicago tomorrow, lest it turn out that he has eaten the bread today.
Right. That is his own doing. I banned the bread. I gave him an out.
Okay, so let's say that Fievel happens to be in Jerusalem, and I say exactly that, except that you can't go to Ashdod. Fievel has no idea.
So that, what happens if you ask your guy in the bread and he has no idea? Because, probably is.
This allows me to change someone across the universe.
Again. That's a good shaila, and that will be a sugya later on. The guy non-knowingly violates an eder. That's what your question is.
Okay. Can I set up a situation?
You can set it up. The question is, does he violate anything?
Okay. No, I can wait.
Okay. One more rush. Amar Rav Nachman. Now, they had a girsa in the Gemara, which we don't have, that it was Rav Nachman, that gave this answer. We don't have it. We have it that the Gemara gives the answer. So the Rush points out, if we had this Gersa that Rav Nachman gave this answer, it comes out, Eliba Rav Yehuda Bar Pukta Kamatara. He himself disagrees with Rav Yehuda. He has no question. So he's being intellectually honest in giving an answer according to the other person. We don't have the Gersa of Nachman. The Gemara doesn't tell us who gave this answer. The Rush had a gear to the Gemara that Rav Nachman gave this answer. So the Rush just points out, here's Rav Nachman who holds that Rav Yehuda is wrong and still gives Rav Yehuda's answer because he's intellectually honest. This is not a shlok up on Rav Yehuda. Dr. Gemara Weiter.
When we have all these cases to try to shlok up Rav Yehuda, is that a raya that at the end of the day we don't paskin like him?
I would love to say yes, except the Rush says we do paskin like him.
No, I'm saying usually when we try to...
Again, you're right. I would have said the same. But the Ran says we paskin like a Yehuda. One of the rights he brings is that we spend so much time defending him. Usually, Rishayim point out that all the suits are daichik, and therefore...
Right.
Here they point out the opposite.
Is the Rush or the Ran?
The Ran. If you look at the Ran, Union Halacha. I'm just pointing out two lines in the Ran.
Co-name Ran.
Okay, not co-name the Ran. We never asked in the Ran. The Ran is a wonderful person. Does an excellent job of the Mayaskama. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we're going to.